Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it's an absolutely fabulous morning. A blue sky, and it's right over Honolulu, and I'm overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And then I turn around and I look at the mountains. Mocha side. Well, it's very cloudy and a lot of rain. So what's the forecast? We're going to go out and play a round of golf today. Mostly sunny, scattered showers in the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon. High about 83 degrees. Easterlies 10 to 15. At least it's not 22. Boy, that's tough on the ball. Chase, we got to chase them down the fairway. There's a chance of rain, 40%. 40%? Last night it was 1%. Okay. Also, Saturday night, we've got a partly cloudy night if you were going to go out. Isolated showers in the evening, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers after midnight. Northeasterlies, that's coming up this weekend, 10 to 15. And again, that chance of rain, 40%. So how about getting on the golf course? Jack and Jill, they're going out. Volcano Golf Club. 8:32 is open, 9:24, 10:48. Makalei, there's an 8:36, a 9:10, an 11:26. Now on Kauai, Poipu, 9:10, 11 o'clock, 12:30. The Warriors are out at Kauai Lagoons. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, 10:02 is open, 11:48, 12:52, at least when we checked last. Now, Perla Kalaau, 8:48. 9:52, 10:08. The Divers. Hawaii Kai has a 9:08, a 10:28, and an 11:16. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30. Yeah, the Sand Dollars, they're just kind of roving along. Catch up, guys. All right, Lost Boys are on the golf course. Bayview, there's a 9 o'clock, a 10 o'clock, and an 11:48. And on Maui, at the Wailea beautiful gold course, there's an 8:50 and a 9:20. Maui United Way is having a tournament. And on the Emerald course, there's a 10:50, 11:20, and a 12:40. And Maui Nui has an 8:36, a 9:48, and a 10:20. And I have Jeff Shackelford in the house, author of 13 books, publisher, The Quadrilateral, right after this.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Pacific Repair Services, located at 540 Lagoon Drive across from JN Motors. PRS does appliance repairs, maintenance, and sales. The Newtown Driving Range, warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your kids to play golf. The game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips in Iwile next to Costco Gas and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And thank you. And Jeff Shackelford is in the house. Jeff Shackelford, prominent golf writer, author, golf course design consultant, known for his work also with Golf Channel, Golf Digest, Golf Week, golf course architecture and design, Rustic Canyon Golf Course, co-architect with Gil Hans, the Los Angeles Country Club, consultant on the restoration of the North and South courses, the Prairie Club, worked on the horse course with Hans and Jim Wagner, and he taught a course, yes, he taught a course on restoration at the Graduate School of Design at Harvard University. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff. You're amazing. I hope you're there. Jeff, are you there? We're having a hard time hearing you. We're going to try to figure this out. Phone lines have been just blown away by the blowing, like I said, really strong winds, 22 miles an hour for a while. Makes it difficult on all the very, delicate equipment that's hanging out all over the place. On the South Shore in particular, it got quite a bit. So, Live Golf, we've been talking about this for the last, weeks and live, apparently, well, we knew this, didn't we? That it was going to lose its benefactor as chaos reigned in golf this week. Reports confirm that after weeks of speculation, the Saudi Public Investment Fund has finally pulled the financial plug on LIV Golf following the 2026 season. So they've got until the end of the year. PIF Governor Yasir Al-Rumayyan stepped down from his post, and LIV's New Orleans event, originally scheduled for June, was postponed. So, you know, I'm not surprised. You've got to stand on your own feet. You can only be supported by somebody who's shelling out money, a lot of money. And then at some point, you've just got to be able to, you know, feed yourself. And I'm not sure. I just thought I heard Jeff. Jeff, are you there? Oh, it was a figment of my imagination. Okay, so we're just trying to get everything connected, and we're just having a bit of a difficult time, as you can tell. All right, and then, you know, then what I hear as I'm reading through all the different things that I read to bring you the show, YouTube Golf is doing very well. Thank you very much. And I'm like, YouTube Golf. I didn't know about YouTube Golf. Thankfully, the skies were a bit more blue in the world of YouTube Golf. We're in one of golf's former top amateurs punched his ticket to the big show. See, that's kind of a, you know. So he was on the PGA Tour. No, he wasn't. He was YouTubing and a golfer. And now all of a sudden he's in a really big shoe. Via the content platform that might sound equally messy to some of the more traditional golf fans among us. But let us explain. Now, see, that's what I love. Is that I just read from Jeff Shackelford's column, and he just brings out so many different interesting issues that are going on in the world and gets a little bit deeper into it than most publications do. And he's got his own show. So do we have, Nani, do we have Jeff? Okay, we don't have Jeff yet. Okay, so let's, how about you want to go back to the PGA Tour? You jump ship because of all that money being head, you know, and of course one wants to do everything they can to make their life comfortable, their family's life comfortable, mom and dad's life comfortable on both sides, you know. So moving back to the PGA Tour from LIV, now that the money's been pulled, all I can tell you from Jeff's column is that multiple representatives for LIV Golf members have reached out to the PGA Tour about a possible return amid LIV's uncertain future. I think it's pretty certain they've stopped paying the bills, or they will at the end of the year. As Golf Digest reported this week, but how exactly that transition comes to pass is a tricky proposition. This is where I need Jeff. And as several tour players articulated Thursday at the Cadillac Championship, it's an issue they don't necessarily have the answers for. Not only, you know, how long or whatever LIV will be able to stand on its own two feet once the money is gone and they have to, you know, earn it, like bring in more spectators. I thought they were doing so well. They have these, what looks like thousands and thousands and thousands of people following around golf courses. And I think Jeff Shackelford is here to tell us exactly what's going on. Jeff, I've covered a little bit while we were having technical difficulties. LIV losing its benefactor, YouTube, that YouTuber who's now on the PGA Tour, and I was moving down to, you know, going from PGA Tour to LIV. Where would you like to start? Unfortunately, I can't hear Jeff again, which is very strange. Is it my headset that's the problem? No. Okay, we're just having some. Why don't we take a little break here? Can we do that, a commercial break? And we'll just go into this commercial break and see what we can do about the connection. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy. Yeah.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right. We're just having phone line issues. Part of it, I think, has to do with the wind, and we've been having problems the last month since it's been so windy. Bottom line, how do you get back to the PGA Tour if you jumped ship and went to live? Well, as one person put it on the tour, I think this is from Brooks Koepka. I'm not sure if it should be the same for everyone. I know olive branches were given out a couple of months ago. Brooks Koepka actually took him up on it. And Jordan Spieth says, I'm not sure what would now change, you know. And I don't even know, that doesn't necessarily mean that Liv's not going to still move on too. It's all questionable. And are we all tired of this yet? There's just too many unknowns, he says, Jordan Spieth, to have a good gauge on what would happen there. What, between Liv and PGA Tour? But if there's a system for Brooks and a system for Patrick Reed, does that stay the same for the guys, you know, in the same category as those coming back, those two coming back? Or does it change? Are we not equal? It sounds to me like he's saying, you know, what's the deal? How come they get special privileges? Does it change for guys who sued and dropped their membership? There's just a lot of things that happened over the last 4 years. I'm kind of glad I'm not in that room. And I trust the guys that are in that room to make the right decision. And that's from Jordan Spieth. Very nicely put, actually. Bridgestone, you're moving back to Japan? Oh, darn. Bridgestone Golf is one of the top five golf ball companies in the world. And, of course, they're a fixture. U.S.-based golf ball manufacturing operations for 36 years. But on Friday, yesterday, the company announced they're shutting it down in Covington, Georgia, the ball manufacturing and the testing facility, on June 30th. So many people are losing jobs because things are being shut down. That facility is about 45 minutes east of Atlanta, 160 workers. As of 2020, they were producing a billion balls a year. The plant was instrumental for raising the profile of the once sleepy eastern Georgia town. Now it's a hotbed of development and TV and film industry, and its nickname now is Hollywood of the South. So closing the Covington facility leaves 86 employees out of work. Now to some golf news. How about this? The Chevron Championship. Our Allison Corpuz, 2-under. She's tied 27 at the top of the leaderboard. Everybody say it together. Nelly Korda, 18 under par. The girl is on a roll, and she is so down to earth. Just because I'm number one doesn't mean I'm number one. You know, I loved when she said, she didn't say it like that. But it was so perfect. You know, that means little if you can't stay at the top. Patty Tavatanaket, 13 under, tied with Ruoying Yin. Now, these are from yesterday. Yang Liu, 12 under, tied with Inayun. And Hyuju Kim, 7 under. Hannah Green, 6, tied with Lottie Wode and Ryan O'Toole. Angel Yin is 5 under, tied with Charlie Hall. We've got some really good golf going on the LPGA. You can tune in and watch that all happening. I'm looking forward to it. You know, sometimes you ask yourself, do we have to give up something? That's been a part of the LPGA for a long, long time. All of this I was going to cover with Jeff Shackelford, who unfortunately we have not been able to get a connection between the two coasts. Yes. But in this case, we're talking about, you know, the little pond, Poppy's Pond. And the winner was told to jump into Poppy's Pond. And then after a while, they had to make ponds to jump into a pond after. It just got to be a little bit much. But best traditions happen by accident. They evolve without anyone intending to make them some sort of ritual worthy of booting up and annually revisiting. This is all from Jeff Shackelford. And then there are some that are kept on life support to the point of embarrassment, which brings us to this week's Chevron Championship as its second post-Mission Hills attempt at keeping corporate chalets close to headquarters. You know, everybody's fighting to make sure they still have what it takes to be a business. And it's been rough for everyone, regardless of what level you're at. In fairness to the current LPGA leadership and the good folks in Houston trying to make this work so that Chevron can entertain clients closer to headquarters, it's impossible to be the first major after the Masters. Isn't that the truth? And what a Masters it was. And while well-intentioned, the latest move and glorified jacuzzi installation have cheapened the first major that built something over 51 years called the Dyna. Remember that? A long time. The first women's major of 2026 turned up this week at its second Texas venue since the move from California. The sponsor was throwing his money around, you know, getting some good publicity, raised the purse, elevated the championship. But, you know, things don't always work out. And Chevron showed up at a rain-drenched Memorial Park a month after Gary Woodland's inspiring win at the PGA Tour's Texas Children's Houston Open. The non-existent rough from that week, which was intentional for the Masters prep, was grown to 2.5 inches at Memorial Park. So, and golf goes on. So we're going to take another break because I think Kevin Rourke is in with us now. He's the chief financial officer for the Big West Conference. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell?
Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And while we work on the system to get the system working, hey, how many days to the PGA Championship first round? That's coming up really soon. Yesterday was 14. I bet you today's 13. You know, it's just one of those weekends. Days to the U.S. Open first round, 35. Days to the Curtis Cup opening session, 43. Days to the U.S. Open first round, 49. And days to the KPMG Women's PGA first round, 57. Days to the Open first round, 78. Make that 77. 91 to the AIG Women's Open, 128 to the Walker Cup opening session. That should be really cool. I'm looking forward to all of them and watching and just seeing. And I love watching the kids, the young adults. We have a gentleman who I'm hoping will be on the show with us shortly. His name is Kevin Rourke, Chief Financial Officer for the Big West Conference. And he spent a week in Hawaii for the Women's Golf Championship on Maui at Ka'anapali. So let me see. Do we have you? Are you there, Kevin? Unfortunately, I cannot hear Kevin. Kevin?
Hello? I'm having trouble hearing.
Oh, okay. I hear you now. Do you hear me?
I can't really hear anything. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, I can hear you. I should let Kevin know that I can hear him. Isn't this just a joy that we're going through here? I know. It's what's she going to do next to keep things going? We have so many great guests on today, too. In addition to Kevin, we've also got Michael Patrick Shields. And we're going to take a lesson from Oliver Oluquiano. And Kelly Fleer, the tournament manager for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai on the Big Island. She's scheduled to be on the show as well because, of course, the Mitsubishi Electric Championship on the Champions Tour, that starts the whole season. But, you know, we've got to be able to get a phone connection that works so that we can have these folks on so that we can actually get it all together. So that's what we're working on. And so far, Kevin hasn't been able to hear. And when he was here for the 2026 Big West Women's Golf Championship at Ka'anapali, it was in April 19th to the 21st. Nine teams competing on the Royal Ka'anapali course for the conference crown and an automatic NCAA regional bid. Okay, so now on to the West Coast, because they've moved back. Our Hawaii men's team is competing in this men's golf championship. I was just trying to see exactly which course they're on. Yeah, La Quinta Country Club course in La Quinta. Very, very nice course, too. So University of Hawaii men's team competing this weekend. Send out all the, positive vibes you can think of, prayers, all that good stuff. It'd be really hot if they were to be in the finals. So that's a course that's used by the American Express Championship on the PGA Tour. The La Quinta Country Club course, great golf course, so they're having a good old time. Going to take a break. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaia. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And yes, today's the day to get out and play on the golf course. If you'd like to go to Makalei, there's an 836, a 910, an 1126. Jack and Jill, they're on the course. I'm hoping Kevin Rourke can hear me, the chief financial officer at the Big West Conference. Hey, Kevin, are we connected?
I can hear you a little better now.
You can hear me?
A little muffled, but I can make it out a little bit.
Okay. I apologize for the technical difficulties to you and to the listener wondering what in the world is going on. But you must have had a great time on Maui at Ka'anapali, the championship that was played, women's golf championship. Wonderful. Tell us about it.
Wonderful time being out on Maui and Ka'anapali and hosting our Big West Women's Golf Championship out there. The staff at Ka'anapali, Sherry, Susan, the whole staff, they were fantastic. Wonderful host. It really created such a wonderful experience for our student athletes to be able to compete on Hawaii and just have a great time and enjoy the beautiful course and the championship test that course was for them.
Wow. So which team was the winner?
Say that one more time.
Which one of the teams came out on top?
Yeah, so Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo won the championship, and Madison Lay from Long Beach State was the individual champion, and Cal Poly and Cal State Fullerton both qualified this week for the NCAA regionals. And I really feel that the course at Ka'anapali was a wonderful test for them to prepare them for these NCAA regionals coming up next week.
fabulous golf course, absolutely terrific golf course to play on. So I'm not surprised at all. The champions often play there. Now, Kevin, you're back in California in the middle of now the men's golf championship. University of Hawaii is playing. How's that going?
It's going good. We are about to tee off our practice round here in the next hour here at La Quinta Country Club out in La Quinta. And we've got 10 teams competing, one of which is the Hawaii men's program. And the weather's great. The course is fantastic. And it should be a great week of golf.
Great week of golf. I feel that. I wish the University of Hawaii were out on top. And I know they're working hard to be there. So that La Quinta course is also fabulous, just like the championship on the Pali side. This is the one that the PGA Tour uses, right, when they play the American Express?
Yes, this is where they play one of the courses for the American Express Championship on the PGA Tour, along with PGA West, two courses at PGA West. So I think it's one of the longest-standing courses on tour, and hopefully with the PGA Tour schedule changes, they keep it. But it's a wonderful course. Wonderful sets for our student athletes.
Yeah, and thank you for, you know, you're the chief financial officer. You're in charge, large and in charge.
Yeah, I run men's and women's golf for the conference. I'm also, that's my secondary responsibilities besides being the chief financial officer. I love golf, so it's great for me, and there's no bad day out on the course.
Yes, indeed. Let's go on the golf course, and everything will be working there.
Yep, exactly.
Kevin Rourke, Chief Financial Officer, Big West Conference. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. And more than that, thank you for your patience with us. Aloha.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And just one last shout out to the staff at Kaanapali. And I really appreciate them hosting women's golf and college golf. It's really important for our sport, and I really appreciate them doing it.
Oh, yeah, me too, and our whole community does. The venue played out Royal Kaanapali Golf Course in Lahaina. The champion, Cal Poly, individual winner, Madison Lee of Long Beach State. Tournament format, 54 holes, 18 per day. Five count four format, and it just the par yardage is, well, it's par 71, and it's 6,013 yards. It's a real challenge. So really great to see the athletes coming to Hawaii, working their way up into the Big West Conference. Again, thanks to Kevin Rourke, our Chief Financial Officer, Big West Conference. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
And you know what's going on? Waiting. Waiting. You don't have to wait. Aloha Power Equipment wants you to be able to work smarter, faster, easier with their Honda generators that are on sale, their water pumps and their chainsaws and their riding and walking mowers, whackers, and a whole lot more. And you can get yours at Aloha Power Equipment. They're, of course, open Monday through Saturday. Evile is right next to the Costco gas station. I know it's hard because now that gas is as high as it is, those Costco gas lines are really long. But just, you know, be patient. You'll get in, get your equipment, and you get home. And there's also the Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu store. So you could also check that one out for those generators, Honda generators, water pumps, chainsaws, riding and walking mowers. The Aloha Section PGA, thank you so much. And teach your children to play golf. Come on, get them to the first tee. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, for health, for friendship and family. Go golf. And you know what I mean when I say, it's a gift that lasts forever. If they're in a business setting and somebody says, hey, will you join us for a round of golf? And whenever you go to a round of golf with a bunch of people, it creates a bonding experience. And there's laughter and you get to know people and you get contacts. And I'm not saying it's all about work. I'm saying it's about the joy of being together with people that happen to also work in the same kind of work that you work in. Is it okay to use three works in one sentence? All right, so that's the Aloha Power Equipment. Aloha Section PGA, thank you so much. Claude Brusseau, he's a master PGA teaching professional at Wailea Golf Academy. Get a lesson from Claude Brusseau. And welcome to the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round. Wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Group. Good golf. Good food and good fun. Right after this, we're up next.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All righty, here we go. We've got so much going on this morning and so little time. I'm looking forward to Oliver Oliquiano coming in to give us a little bit of a, you know, if you haven't had a lesson in a while or you've kind of forgotten some of the basics. I know that Oliver really wanted to focus more on things that you need to, not your equipment, you know, but food. Hydration and sustenance. If you're going to play 18 holes of golf, believe me, I believe you, you know it already. You are going to be going through a long distance. Your body's burning calories. You may not feel it, but it's burning calories. You may be perspiring a lot because the sun's been hot after we've had a cold winter. And you've got to drink a lot of fluids because hydration is so absolutely impossible. Oliver Oliquiano is president and CEO, Island Pacific Academy. He's a U.S. Kids certified top 50 U.S. Kids golf instructor. He's a coach for Kamehameha School's golf team at the Kapalama campus, Titleist Performance Institute certified. He's a PGA Game Changer Award recipient and the Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award recipient. So many accolades. Oliver Oliquiano, PGA, welcome into the clubhouse. I was kind of afraid that would happen. I've been kind of left out of conversations this morning. you know, things happen and I can't hear anything coming in. So I'm going to have to just kind of wing it, as they say. Yeah. So Oliver is, we're trying to get him on the system so we can have a conversation. Top teacher in the state for 2025-2026. Oliver, can you hear me? I can't hear Oliver. So we can't have a conversation. That seems to be the biggest problem this morning. There's no connecting between the phone lines. And I'm racking my brains here trying to figure out, and how would I know any of that? I don't know any of that. Oliver Olicuano, though, 2024-2025 Golf Digest top teacher. If you're thinking about getting a lesson and you want to go to Maui at the same time, hey, go to Maui, go see Oliver. He's a 2024 player, PGA player, development award winner, and top 50 U.S. Kids Master Kids Golf Coach. Really good. Top teacher in the state. 2025-2026, that's very, very, very current, according to Golf Digest. Also, congratulations to his peers for making the list, all of whom, of course, are special instructors, all dedicated to growing the game. And they all have something a little bit different. So sometimes you may not get something because whatever with a teacher, you don't give up, go on. Staying relevant is important. Great instructors, Alex Cromer, PGA TrackMan certified, TPI golf certified. They're always with the new things like TPI golf certification. Don Wilburn, PGA, a 14-time Hawaii Long Drive competition person, the champion of the Hawaii Long Drive Championship. Lou Merkel, PGA. Daughter is Christina Merkel, you know, America's Christina Merkel. Alan Chung is another person who would be a great teacher. And the driving range, if you want to get out there and get on it, opens to the public until 9 p.m. And it's lights and music and entertainment, or put a headset on and you can listen to your own. So we're just working our way through this. I'm going to have to take a break again and see if we can get through to Kelly Fleer and get Oliver Olicuano on. Do you think we can? Do you want to give it a shot, Nani? See if Oliver can hear me before I lose my voice. Hey, Oliver, how are you doing?
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I can kind of hear you, kind of, sort of. Can you hear me?
Me too. I feel like I'm reaching out to you from Mars.
Now, you are, you know, wonderful. You just made my day because I feel the exact same way. I feel like I'm out in outer space and I'm trying to communicate with Earth. All right, so.
I can barely make out what you're saying, but.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm glad to be on the show for you.
I'm so glad. You know, did you hear anything I said about, you know, you're building the culture of instructors that's focused on staying relevant with today's technology, like TrackMan, TPI certification, Greenside AI? What is Greenside AI, Oliver?
Well, Greenside AI is going to be the next wave of, like, utilizing artificial intelligence to help you develop your swing. You would come to our range and you'd have access to this technology, utilizing your own phone, utilizing your own iPad, and dive into it and get immediate feedback through AI. And if you still need direct instruction, we have all our instructors here, some of the greatest instructors here.
Yeah, I was just talking about, you've got, is Alex Cromer still there?
No, Alex moved. He's moved. He's gone on. So he's no longer with us. But Don Wilburn, Alan Chung, I got Lou Merkel, I've got JT, Giovanni. I got a good group of guys that are here.
Right on. JT, Giovanni, you said?
What is that?
Was it JT Giovanni?
Yes, JT Giovanni.
Far out. Okay. Yeah, I just had the list from, 6 months ago. So, and the driving range. Tell us when we can go out and practice on the driving range.
Oh, the range is open from, like, I believe I got the lights coming on at 5 o'clock in the morning. So for the early birds that want to come on practice,
yeah,
come out at 5 o'clock in the morning and lights are on. And they go off around 7 o'clock. So, you know, sun's already up, but we're open until 9 o'clock at night. So
fantastic.
And so, the lights that go on.
And yeah. You have an automated ball machine. What does that do?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it is the automated ball dispenser, but we also just, we're trying out the automated ball picker too. So you got a little robot out there, like a Roomba, that picks up balls out in the field. It's kind of neat.
That sounds cool. It's like a little company person, you know, like I have company because my little robot is with me.
Yeah. It's like a little Roomba. It's another target for everyone to aim at. The kids get a kick out of it.
I bet. Okay. I need to ask about the Quick Shot Golf, par three integrated course.
Yes, par three integrated course. Wonderful course to start your game at. When you're playing or learning how to play golf, obviously it's very intimidating starting off at the white tees or the red tees. If you want to make it easier on yourself, start short. We've got all the holes are short enough to get an iron onto, or you know, you can hit a hybrid or a three wood out in the fairway and then pitch onto the green. Or you can play it as a par three if you've got the distance already.
Fantastic. I'm talking with Oliver Oloquiano, president and CEO of Island Pacific Academy. He's U.S. Kids certified, top 50 U.S. Kids golf instructor, coach for Kamehameha Schools golf team, Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute certified, PGA Game Changer Award recipient, and the Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award recipient. Oliver, where are you?
I'm in my trailer at White Prince right now and waiting for my first lesson in a few minutes here. But there's a lot of things going on. I know this summer is going to be really packed with a lot of activities for kids. I got the PGA Junior League competition that's going to be here in July for the sectional competition. We've also got Drive Chip Putt on June 20th. So those of you who have kids that want to try out for Drive Chip Putt, I don't know if you saw that. It was just recently aired on the Masters, right before the Masters was played. So we've got the qualifier for that here at White Prince 2 on June 20th.
Fantastic. You know, it seems like a long time from now, but it's not. It's around the corner. And we're going to really work hard on getting the system here. The last month has been like a nightmare in trying to get connections. And for 26 years, there was never a problem. I've been asking myself, are they wanting to get rid of me after all this time? But who knows? You know, so the bottom line is, I want you on the air again as you have these events coming up so that folks can get right out to it and make plans to be there. And by the way, if you'd like a tea time, Pearl Akalauau has a 9:52. The divers are out on the golf course. Hawaii Kai has a 10:28 and 11:16. We've also got Turtle Bay Sand Dollars. They're all squished up. They're 9:30 and 10:30. They're on the golf course. Royal Hawaiian Golf Course has a, four aces. The four aces are on the golf course. Dangerous. Watch out for them. 10:08, 11:30, tee times. They were open. And Bayview has a 9 o'clock. Now, I don't have tee times for your course, Oliver, because I don't think they answer the phone before a certain time. But I'm going to work on getting them, so the next time you're on, I'll have your golf course tee times as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, we've got a lot of what's nice about Hawaii Prince is that we've got 27 holes.
Yes.
So we've got lots of room to accommodate people.
Exactly. A fabulous golf course and so much fun. And how do we book let's say I want to, you know, I've been playing, I haven't been playing. How do I book a lesson with you?
Oh, you can visit my website, islandpacificgolf.com, and you can go to the lesson tab, and you can select what type of lesson you want and which instructor you want. All the bios are there for all the instructors.
Great. So islandpacificgolf.com is where you go.
Yes.
Okay, and then you can book your lesson right online. There's no calling anybody.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you for your patience. Really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Okay, talk soon. Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to have Kelly Fleer on the show. She's got a terrific, I mean, it's so good to know that we have some of the hottest golfers coming to town. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Well, this is one of those days. Aloha Power Equipment. Yes, you want to work smarter, work faster, work easier? I'm not sure if it'll be easier because just getting up to go to work is not easy on certain days. But Aloha Power Equipment makes it worth your while to get out of the couch and over to Aloha Power Equipment, whether it's Iwilei or Waipahu. They've got their Honda generators, their water pumps, their chainsaws, their riding and walking mowers and weed whackers and a whole lot more. Check them out. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday. Yes, they take a day off on Sunday. It's in Iwilei next to the Costco gas station. You can't help but see the big sign. And in Waipahu.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iéa. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
You know, I just want to do something. It's a shout out to the Honolulu Fire Department. Recognized as a National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. National Firefighter Registry Gold Helmet Department. HFD, they write, is proud to be recognized as a NEOSHI NFR Gold Helmet Department. Yes, an honor that's awarded to departments demonstrating exceptional participation in a landmark national study focused on understanding and preventing occupational cancer among firefighters. Or FFs. FFs answer the call knowing the risks of the job and extends far beyond the fire ground. Across the fire service, cancers become one of the leading threats to FF health and longevity. I just want to know how much we appreciate you. I have no idea how people, you know, how we would without you. It would be like impossible because you're always there to rescue us. And, you know, what else? Hats off. I don't know how to thank you more than that. Thank you. We probably weren't dancing around the maypole yesterday, but a few well-struck approaches dancing around the flagstick would be just fine. The Golf Digest May issue is celebrating spring in more ways than one, with the U.S. government collecting $5.2 trillion in taxes 2 weeks ago. We look at the intersection of golf and disposable income in several interesting ways. Now, I'm hoping that Jeff Shackelford will have time to be on the show from Golf Digest this morning. It just wasn't happening, as you can tell, with the way things have been going this morning. Yes, so the Honolulu Fire Department, thank you so much. And Jeff Shackelford and everybody listening, thank you for your patience. And I hope we've been at least a modicum of entertaining. Saturday, our skies, yes, mostly sunny, scattered showers in the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, high about 83. It's going to feel like it's boiling. It's been so cold in the morning. Easterlies 10 to 15 and a chance of rain. Now it says 40%. 40%. It says 40% on all of the, like Saturday night, it's 40% chance of rain. Yesterday was a 1% chance of rain. So I'm not sure if that was just a typo on the system. Partly cloudy, isolated showers in the evening tonight. So if you're going to be out and about, you may want to take an umby. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers after midnight. Low 72, northeasterlies 10 to 15, chance of rain 40%. How about Sunday? They say chance of rain is 40%. With mostly sunny skies, scattered showers in the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon. Sounds like we could read the same thing for everybody. Northeasterly winds, 15 miles per hour. So they're coming down just a little bit. Boy, you know, when it's 22 miles per hour, I don't know about hitting a golf ball. The way I hit a golf ball, it probably wouldn't go anywhere I want it to go. We have in the clubhouse the tournament manager of the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai on the Big Island of Hawaii, Kelly Fleer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kelly.
Hey, aloha, Danielle, and mahalo for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You've been tournament manager for how long?
30 years.
Did you say 30?
30, yes.
Wow, you beat me. I'm only 27 years into doing this golf show. I'm so glad you're on the show. And I'm so glad that we have the PGA Tour champions coming for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. Tell us about that tournament.
Well, last year was a benchmark, a milestone year for us. It was our 30th anniversary year. So it was a big celebration, and we had a great event. Stuart Sink's our defending champion, and he shot 23 under par. He's a rising star. He's just turned 52, I believe, so he's really leading the pack this year. He's already won three events, including a major.
Did you say Stuart Sink?
By the way, Stuart's a Mitsubishi Electric ambassador, so we were very pleased as our title sponsor to have him as the champion.
No kidding. My goodness. I mean, when you say the rising star, I'm like, Stuart Sink, rising star.
Well, you know, at age 50, they start over. And, you know, our tour is just an amazing tribute to a success for the players that are 50, when they turn 50. And, you know, in 1986, when that tour began, Arnold Palmer and Don January were very instrumental in getting that going, along with many others. It's really paid off for, it gives the players from the regular PGA Tour new life, new inspiration. And we have some of our players. Jay Haas is 73 years old.
Wow.
He was tied for second place after the first round this year. It was amazing. They're just amazing players. They still have, the slogan is these guys are good, and they really are good.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Now, tell us a little about how it impacts the community, having the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai on the Big Island.
Well, I remember if we go back 30 years, I remember we only had 3 months to get the event ready. We had Commissioner Tim Fincham had this idea to bring all the tournament winners together. We only had 17 players, but we needed a volunteer corps, so we approached the Rotary Club of Kona, who is still one of our charity beneficiaries today. And they had a club of about 30 people, which was one of the larger groups of people we could find, and they've been great partners for us since the beginning. And in fact, they were named the 2024 PGA Tour Champions Volunteer Charity of the Year across 27 tournaments. So I call them the little engine that could. They're not the biggest, but bigger isn't always better. Better's better. Yes. And they've done a really great job for us.
Yes, go ahead.
The other community, you know, we decided that very first year that we needed to weave the Hawaiian culture into our event, and we believe we've done that. And a couple of examples are all of our signage out on the golf course, including our scoreboards, which are produced and actually manufactured by Mitsubishi Electric for all the tournaments on both tours, are decorated with indigenous flowers to Hawaii. The Four Seasons Hualalai Landscaping Department pitches in, and it's not just a sign anymore. It comes to life, and that was one way. We have rock wall signs that welcome everyone to the entry of the resort. We have rock wall signs out on the 17th Signature Green, which gets a lot of airtime on the Golf Channel for sure.
Excellent.
And we, Kahu Billy Mitchell is the Kahu for the Hualalai Resort, and he's been with us for 30 years as well. He's been very instrumental in helping guide us through. We want to do things genuine. We want to do things historically. We want to do things right out of respect for the culture. And the other partner we have is Kumu Hula Nani Lim, who's also been with us all 30 years. And her Halau Mana Ola has performed on the 18th green for us following the final putt when we crowned the champion. And they have anywhere from 12 to 20 hula doing ancient hula performance. It's called the Tribute to the Champion. It's a wonderful experience for our fans, for the players, for the champion, for television. It's just a really, really well done. And how much better can you get than Nani Lim Yap?
That's right.
Who was one of the judges at Mary Monarch this year?
I feel like I should be there. You know, when would be a good time to be there?
Well, our tournament is it's been the third event in the three-stop sequence of the PGA Tour in January. So next year, our tournament dates are January 17th. We have a Saturday finish. We try to avoid the NFL as much as we can.
Uh-huh.
And it'll end on Saturday the 23rd. So our tournament has three rounds for our professionals. We do not have a cut like the regular tour. But to make up for that, we have 2 days of pro-am play, which is a really, really something that our players stress. They're very aware. They're really good with not only our amateur golfers, but with our spectators. They're very approachable. There's no cut, so they're all guaranteed a paycheck. And they're playing at probably the nicest resort in the world. I think Four Seasons Hualalai has been named the number one resort for many, many years, not in a row, but many, many times. And so the golf course is immaculate. Dan Husick and his team do a great job preparing the course. The greens are perfect. They converted to Paspalum grass probably 4 years ago. ago now, and it's really made a difference.
I bet. Yeah. So this will be January 17 to the 23rd. And
yes,
you'll want to make your reservations early, I believe, for your hotel, the one you want to stay in, and all of those things. January 17th through the 23rd. Now, about the Pro-Am, it's supposed to be, it's the premier Pro-Am in paradise.
That's kind of what we've coined it as. We believe that's true, and we strongly believe that. We have 2 days of a Pro-Am. You play with a different player each day, but the Pro-Am can be utilized in different ways. There's options. You could have 2 one-day events with different amateurs, or you can package them together. Our field is limited. Our field caps out at 42 players. We started with 17 in 1997. We now can cap out at 42. So we're a limited boutique event. We're the pseudo tournament of champions for the PGA Tour Champions Tour. And most of the Champions Tour events are 80 players. It could be 81, 78 to 81 players. But they play a two-day Pro-Am as well. So it's a big advantage. Our sponsor loves that. Our amateurs love it. And, yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to be there. you have the Pro-Am in Paradise. Do we sign up for that early? Can you sign up for it? Do you have to be invited? What is the deal?
Yeah, Danielle, as you know, we finished in January, and there's been some changes at the PGA Tour. We're just completing our wrap-up, and we'll be rolling out our Pro-Am package very shortly in the month of May. And we've had sellouts the last 8 years, so it's not an easy ticket, but it will be posted on our website, which is www.mecgolf.com.
That's an easy one to remember. That's perfect. mecgolf.com. And that's short for Mitsubishi Electric Championship. Okay, so that's why it's mecgolf.com. Write that down. No, all of this couldn't be possible if it weren't for the, is it true, 400 volunteers who help?
Yeah, it's 400. They don't work full day shifts because of the sun and the wind and the climate. And many of our volunteers are older. And so we want to protect them as much as we can. So we have, they work 5 to 6 hour shifts, and they're in and out. And then we have a couple different waves that cover the morning and afternoons. And it works out really well. We've learned a lot in 30 years.
It's great.
They are great. They feel good about contributing to the community. We contribute to our charitable recipients every year. In 30 years, my estimate is just over $5 million we've given to the Big Island.
Wow.
And to, not in addition, we have a Monday Pro-Am that's actually hosted up at Nenea Golf Club by Mary B. Porter.
Yes.
And Chris Noda from Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.
Yes.
And it's a big fundraiser for them, and it's been very successful. That's also an opportunity for amateurs from any island or whoever would like to play in the Pro-Am. We have 9 or 10 of our players that participate. It's run solely through Nenea Golf Club. That would be on Monday the 17th. January.
This tournament must bring in quite a bit of money to the community. It's a good financial investment for people.
It's a great investment for Mitsubishi Electric. They We've only had two title sponsors. MasterCard was our first sponsor, MasterCard International. And then in 2009, Mitsubishi Electric took over. And they've been with us ever since. They're a tremendous title sponsor. They love the tournament because, of course, they're based in Japan, in Tokyo. Their chairman from Tokyo actually brings his own Pro-Am team over every year.
Oh, cool.
And Mitsubishi Electric has two events on our tour. One just finished in Atlanta last week. So they believe in the golf. They believe very strongly in the Pro-Am, where they can match their executives up with their customers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really, really pays off for them, not just for the short term, but they think long term in Japan. So this has been a tremendous relationship. They also like the fact that of our 42 players last year, we had 18 international players, Danielle.
Wow. That's
we had
great.
Players from 13 different countries that participated. So to me, personally, the match of Hawaii and our state being an international pit stop or a destination for visitors around the world now, it's very important because our live television broadcasts are actually also shown in over 100 countries worldwide in 7 different languages. And that would include some distribution networks like SBS in Korea, NHK Network in Japan, British Sky Sports in Europe and England, as well as ESPN International, which pick up the live golf channel feed and distribute it around the world. And so as far as marketing for our tourism industry, our demographic fits the mold for success. Golfers, golf travelers are affluent. They're well-traveled. They spend money. They play a lot of golf. And they create economic impact, not only for the Big Island, but for our whole state. And so it's a really a win-win-win when you take the charity component, when you take the television component, when you take the economic impact component, and put those all together. And by the way, we're prime time in New York City on the East Coast in the Central Daylight Time, and close to it in Mountain Daytime. And we're in January, so it's below zero in many of those states. And it's a perfect time to showcase our state towards our tourism industry.
Yeah.
We're very grateful for the Hawaii Tourism Authority has been a partner with us for many, many years. We're very grateful for the support and financial investment they make in our event.
Right on. And how about a shout out to Brendan Moynihan, your head professional?
Brendan and I are like, we're hooked at the hip for the whole, for about a month. He is an amazing director of golf, knowledgeable, funny. He is one of the best. It's been a great business relationship and it's turned into a great friendship. Can't say enough about Brendan and his team over there. They're fantastic. We better have it right after 30 years, Danielle.
This has been wonderful. Kelly Fleer, tournament manager, Mitsubishi Electric Championship in Hualalai. It's on the Big Island. Absolutely spectacular talking with you. I can't wait to be there.
Well,
I hadn't made plans until this morning.
You're always invited.
Thank you.
We have a great media director. He'll set you up and come on over for as long as you'd like during the week, and we'll be very hospitable to all of our media.
I bet you are. You're good.
We believe very strongly in the PGA Tour champions. Our tour offers you. We had 6 Hall of Famers. We've had as many as 12 over the years. And, you know, if you want to get to meet Fred Couples and Bernhard Langer and Jim Furyk and Ernie Els and Davis Love. I can go on and on. Colin Montgomery. Vijay Singh, who did great at the Sony Open last year. We believe very strongly that our tour brings a lot to the table.
You know, there's an image in my mind that will stay with me forever until I keel over. I'm walking or just standing looking at the golf course, and I can't remember which golf course it is because I was so blown away to see Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer walking together, coming toward me. And I was so surprised to see them on, you know, just so close up. They were so wonderful. And that's what I love about the Champions and the Champions Tour, because they're so classy. They're so wonderful, and they hit the ball so far. One can only be always impressed. Thank you, Kelly Fleer, Tournament Manager, Mitsubishi Electric Championship, Hualalai. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse. Really enjoyed it. We'll talk again, I hope.
Yes. Thank you, Danielle. Anytime.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
My executive producer has let me know that indeed it was Turtle Bay when I saw Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus with big smiles on their faces walking towards me. I just happened to be walking in the opposite direction. It's not like, you know, we're going to meet up. But it was so, gosh, those guys, I'll never forget their kindness, their just warm embrace without even a hug. You know, it's just the way they were and wonderful and the way they are. So thank you to the Champions and for coming to the Big Island and having a great time at Hualalai. No kidding. Okay, Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider. He's based in Beverly Hills, but who knows where he's actually going to show up? It could be Italy. Yeah. Or it could be in the middle of Los Angeles. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Well, it sure is nice to see the PGA Tour return to Doral, if you ask me. I have been lucky enough to have been there a number of times. And as you know, It was one of the most popular venues on the PGA Tour in Miami there, and they're not too far from the airport. Six miles, in fact, from Miami International Airport is where the Doral Resort and Spa was. And for decades, it was the first stop on the PGA Tour of the Florida Swing after they finished in Hawaii with the Sony Open and the Tournament of Champions and the West Coast Swing at Pebble Beach and all that. You knew that the tour was coming to, well, almost to Masters time once they started in Miami at the Doral.
Yeah.
And it had the toughest hole on the PGA Tour, the 18th hole, the par 4 Blue Monster. And it brought a lot of memories there. That it was a very iconic view up the 18th with the round clubhouse in the background. And who could forget in 2004, if you remember, it was the Ford Championship then. Ironically, it's now the Cadillac Championship this weekend. But remember Craig Perry, the Australian who holds a 6-iron from 176 yards?
Wow.
Made an eagle 2 on that hole. It was a playoff against Scott Verplank, and that was his second tour win. But it was a dramatic place. It was a fun place. It was really good for corporate outings, and they have a marvelous spa building there, too. In a separate facility, and then the PGA Tour left, and now finally returning to Doral, which, by the way, back in the day was a pretty good spot for a layover at Miami Airport if you had a long break like I did one time. I literally left the airport in the cab, went to the pool at Doral, and then took the cab back to the airport and hopped the flight down to, I forget where, I think it might have been the Galapagos Islands.
I don't doubt that you forget where, since you are everywhere. Today, Doral, tomorrow, Milan.
Well, Milan is featured prominently. I don't know if you've got to see it yet. The Devil Wears Prada 2 came out yesterday with Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway and Stanley Tucci. And a good portion of the movie at the end is set in Milano, you know, the fashion capital of Italy and maybe the fashion capital of the world. And that's another place that I was lucky enough to visit for a couple of times. And I think about how very lucky I am when I see these places and these events. And to think that I've been there is very, very flattering. But they even had a scene in the church with the Last Supper. Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it wasn't really set in that room, but they had a dinner for the magazine, and Meryl Streep was talking about the beauty of that painting and so forth. And so you can have a very nice time there, and I hope that you will. There's so many places in the world to get to. You better get started right now, maybe, huh?
Yeah, we better. I mean, time's flying, you know? And we got to have fun. Have you gone on very many cruises? My grandson said to me, I want to go on a cruise ship. There was a big one right in the Honolulu Harbor as we were coming down from up Mauka, going down to the freeway to get home. And there it was. I mean, it was like, it looked like 12, 14 stories. Those kind of, you know, I got to Hawaii on the Leonardo da Vinci. You know, that's when we were going. It was a different ship coming back. But we went to the Panama Canal from England down. You stopped off at different places to the Panama Canal, up the West Coast, and then down from Vancouver into Hawaii. That's how my mother decided we were going to arrive in Hawaii. And it was amazing, an amazing experience. It kept us busy all the time. And just stopping and seeing everything. Do you do cruises?
I started to a few years ago when I realized it was a gap in my coverage, and so I have been on a couple of Oceania cruises and also Crystal cruises, which are not really for kids, though. I don't know how old your grandson is. I've also was there when they launched with Jennifer Hudson, one of the Disney ships out of Florida.
Yeah.
And while you might initially think that a Disney ship is going to be kitschy and it's going to be like being an amusement park, you might be surprised how elegant it really is. And they have plenty of spaces for adults who maybe don't want to be around the kids, but they do a very nice job. And That was the first time I ever met Jennifer Hudson, was on deck on that ship, because she was what's called the godmother of the Disney Dream, I think it was at the time. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just probably wouldn't take a cruise off of the coast of Somalia, maybe, because that's where all the pirates are.
You almost threw me. Yes, I won't be going to Somalia anytime soon.
Yeah.
When I was on the Oriana, it was the Oriana line, and the kids, you know, we took over the gaming room, and we were playing cards, and we had got all, you know, all that stuff out, and then the real adults came down and kicked us out. Out, kids. We're here to play the real serious stuff.
Well, you know, there is you can actually combine golf and a cruise, too. For instance, I went on a Windstar cruise in the Caribbean, and we went to Casa de Campo at Dominican Republic, which is a Pete Dye design that's quite famous there.
Yes.
And Four Seasons of Nevis had a golf course, too, that was really cool. It had monkeys on it, was on the mountains. And the cruise ship will stop in some of the places where you can also get golf. I know one of the cruises I was on a couple of years ago had a place where you could hit golf balls off the bat. I presume they were biodegradable, but they had a guy who would give lessons. And you could hit into the net or off the back of the ship. So some people just, they can't be too far from golf, even if they're on a cruise.
Right, off the fan tail.
Yeah.
I love that word.
All my shots go in the water anyway, so we might as well just aim for it.
Yes, how could you possibly measure unless you have something that, you know, can keep its little thing on the ball? How long, went, how many yards, you know, how many yards was that, Captain?
How many leagues under the sea will the ball go?
Yes. So where are you off to next? Michael Patrick?
We're being played off, it sounds like.
Oh, hello? Are you back?
There was a little bit of music going there. Yes, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, there's a little music. That means we're about to close the show. I've got, you know, to thank the sponsors. But I was wondering, where are you going next? I missed that.
I'm going to visit the George W. Bush Museum and Library in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
And I've never been there. I'm going to go have a look at the Daley Plaza where we lost President Kennedy. And maybe I'll work some golf in there, too.
Yeah, but even if you don't work golf in, you know, for people who are going to go play golf, they also want to do some other things. Or, you know, part of the family doesn't want to go to the golf course. They want to go do something else. And so you provide us not just golf stuff, but you provide us something else stuff. And that something else stuff is important. And I thank you so much for giving us so much information. Okay.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you what, you are something else.
Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider. Heck, his home base is Beverly Hills. You know, he's a radio talk show host. He's an author. He's a travel writer. He's host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, award-winning syndicated talk show and a rare bipartisan talk show at that. So have some fun. And he's heard on 12 Michigan radio stations alone. He writes for USA Today, Cigar Aficionado, I just like saying that word, Golf Magazine, and dozens of other media sites. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Welcome, Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round, or wind down after work, or just get some stretches in. Yeah, the Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. Aloha Power, where you you know, walk in and you realize, gosh, I could work smarter, faster, and easier. That's right. With their Honda generators and their water pumps and chainsaws and riding and walking mowers and weed whackers and a whole lot more. I couldn't even, could do a whole show on the list of things they've got. Get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday. Evilay next to the Costco gas station, and they're in Waipahu. The Aloha Section PGA, Teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship, for family, you got it. Go golf. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea on Maui. And thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.